say good day to Carolyn and Sandra in the chat room. We're a team that brings you this stuff. So well, we've got lots of people in the chat room today. Cheryl, Susie, Francis, g'day gorgeous. Brenda from New Zealand. Julie just made it. Getting home in from Suffolk in the UK. Hang on 1 minute while I shut my door and see if I can stop the sound of that dog barking. There, that should help. Anna Karen's in from Sweden. Hello. Jody, you made it. Wonderful. Okay, let's rock and roll. And sorry, I haven't said there's a stack of people I haven't said hello to that no doubt I'll have a bit to do with while we're actually working today. Okay, let's start right up front with the key to powerful healing. It is notice all the threads of what is. Now, if that sounds a little bit esoteric, I'm going to explain it. Notice all the threads of all that's going on, of everything that's going on. That's what I mean by all that is. Before taking any action, that is the key to powerful healing. And what do I mean by that? Our bodies are already capable of the most gobsmacking healing. Miracles, like I see them in my work every day, physically as well as mentally and emotionally. And I'm going to explain some of those miracles that we can get in touch with on a routine basis. Now, we have an automatic system in our bodies that creates new cells. Literally, well, you know, for all intents and purposes, pulls new cells out of thin air. Well, not out of thin air, but I'm being dramatic. But how brilliant is that? You know, we can have a wound. You know, we can have an injury where there was a great big hole put in our bodies and our bodies, minds and spirits literally fill that hole up and recreate muscle and scar tissue that is actually stronger than what was there before. We can snap a bone in half and have it separated by, my husband's bones were separated by quite some distance, and the body can lay in new cells reaching across the chasm of that bone break to repair it. What a freaking miracle is that? And, you know, and that's just two piddly little examples. And yet this is exactly the same system that's responsible for tumours and warts and lumpy rashes amongst a whole heap of other internal illnesses. Then we have a communication system that is the envy of computer programmers. Automatic information runs up and down our spinal column and through our nervous system. It's a two-way information superhighway. Connect bones and muscles and organs, everything communicating with everything else all the way into the cells. Our endocrine system, our hormones and our brain chemicals are another vital part of this superhighway. And it all adjusts our systems automatically. It's a freaking miracle. Like, feel into the holy shit wow of that. And yet this is exactly the same system that's responsible for pain, for depression, for emotional and hormonal upsets. I'm starting to see the pattern here. We have a drainage system. We have a system that gets rid of crap from our bodies that we're either finished with, don't need or don't want in our bodies. So it can be toxins, it can be byproducts from food, it can be all kinds of things. But it starts with the tiniest parts of the cells in our body, and it's supported by various organs and the lymph pathways. And just think, think about the process that's going on inside of our bodies when our bodies when we get a splinter, something as simple as a splinter, and our body on autopilot sends little cell stuff, little bits of pus, builds it up around a splinter, pushes it out. And apart from the pain of the pus building up, and sometimes the pain of the splinter itself, that whole process is effortless. Such a simple thing, but it's effortless. Our body's constantly making fine adjustments all by itself. And yet this is exactly the same system that's responsible for abscesses, pus, weepy rashes, diarrhea, a runny nose, and a cough. Rather timely talking about a cough. All of those things that we think of as negative. Actually, I'll come back to that in a second. And we have an immune system that knocks my freaking socks off, that pulls all three of these systems together in a gobsmacking dance of power. And when that's out of whack, this wonderful system is responsible for cancer. The same immune system is responsible for cancer, AIDS, autoimmune diseases, and a lot more. So are you starting to see what I'm talking about? Each of the systems is a source of miraculous healing, and also the source of the problem, or what we think of as the problem. So let's look at the big picture. We don't want to be rushing in fixing things. When we rush in thoughtlessly to fix the crappy things that are happening in those systems, then we risk damaging the system itself. We risk damaging all those incredible healing capabilities that our body does on autopilot. Just pause on that for a second. When we rush in thoughtlessly to fix the crappy things that are happening to those systems, we risk damaging all those incredible healing capabilities that we already do on autopilot. So how do we avoid that? And if we don't get to the root cause, well, we're going to talk about how we're going to avoid that. But if we don't get to the root cause of the problem, then it just pops up somewhere else. The symptoms might look different when they pop up somewhere else, but the blockage to healing, the root cause of our bodies not healing the way they were designed, is exactly the same, because we never did get to the cause. So how we actually achieve the most effective healing is working with all the wonders, the wonder of the miracles in healing that we're capable of when we work with these systems in our bodies instead of fighting against them. Do you like these beautiful horses behind the pictures on the webpage? Not everybody's going to be on the webpage, but there's a link there that if you're a visual person, you can follow along at least a little bit. I don't do it exactly as my notes, but. So the way that we've discovered to reliably work with our bodies and to find the root causes with what I call the paradox. We've all heard the old saying, everything happens for a reason. And it's quite, you know, it's a saying that kind of settles nicely into your bodies until you've had something really shitty happen. So what about the really serious wrongnesses, you know, the seriously crappy circumstances, the painful illnesses and disease, the injuries, the accidents, the mental and emotional and physical trauma that people suffer, the shockingly horrible stuff that happens to people? How could these things be explained with the triteness of everything happens for a reason. Yeah, I get it. It's because everything happens for a reason is a paradox. A paradox is something that seems contradictory, but it isn't really, once we allow ourselves to notice all the threads about what is going on. All the threads about what's going on. And here's something else. You know, when we talk about the wrongness of some things that happen, that so clearly happens, this paradox is that there's a rightness behind the wrongness. And the rightness behind the wrongness doesn't any, the rightness doesn't in any way take away from the wrongness. It simply forms part of the whole. There's kind of a, this is a very much an experiential thing, but there's kind of a tautness between the rightness and the wrongness, and it's in that place that we open up incredible energy that's also healing. When we find the balance point of the rightness behind the wrongness, there's an energy flow that flows that is so powerful, it's almost impossible to comprehend unless you've experienced it. In fact, I don't think you can comprehend it until you've experienced it. It starts with a simple I lost my train of thought there for a second. Here we are. It starts with a simple aha moment, an aha, you know, one of those insights where you go, ah, aha, now I get it, now I understand it. And that releases tension. And when the physical tension is released from your body, there's a healing that goes with that. And I expect we'll see people experiencing that today. And the energy of the paradox goes all the way to a profound spiritual awakening, like the one that happened in our Practical Happiness Clinic this week, where in addition to resolving 20 years of panic attacks, her body is physically reorganizing itself into a whole new way of well-being. The paradox is more than just profound healing. It's understanding everything around us. It's powerful conflict resolution. It's a glorious creation. I'm preferring to use the word creation than manifesting, because manifesting has kind of got a bad rap these days. But creating, creating and enjoying the journey of creating, that's what we've been teaching this last few weeks. The paradox is a way to enjoy the journey no matter what life throws at us. The possibilities are literally infinite. And in what I think is thousands of times that I've helped people find it, the answer to each utter wrongness, the answer, the rightness behind each of those wrongnesses is as unique and as beautiful as every individual that I've ever worked with. Okay, I'm drawn to go back a little and talk a little bit more about the paradox. It's more than just profound healing. It is profound healing, like holy shit healing, the kind of stuff that, you know, we think of as miracles is kind of available to anybody when they're in the energy of the paradox. But it's also understanding everything around us. It's powerful conflict resolution. Just imagine, like, gosh, I've often thought I'd like to grab some of the politicians and the world leaders and give them a little lesson on the freaking paradox. It's a wonderful, glorious way to create in our lives, to create change, to create joy, to create, I get goosebumps. It's a way to enjoy the journey no matter what life throws at us. And the possibilities are literally infinite. I've got goosebumps running up and down my back. Now, here's the thing. The paradox isn't a mind thing. It's not an idea or a concept that you can think your way to in the way of learning knowledge. It's not a knowledge. And that's why this can't be taught in the old ways of learning. It's an experiential thing, and that's what we're so bloody good at here, helping people experientially find things like the immensity of the paradox in action. And the interesting thing, given that we're coming from a horse background, is that feel for our horse, the way our horse teaches us to feel, to connect with them and feel for them, is exactly the same as leads us to the immensity of the paradox in action. It's like they give us this beautiful practice for it. So in this session, I'm going to talk to some people and lead them through that experience of the aha moments that are the different layers of the paradox. So while I'm doing that, I'm going to set it up so everyone receives some healing. So let's open up my control panel. Who's never spoken to me live before and would like to receive some healing this morning? Press star 2 on your little keyboard that you'll see on your screen. And if no one's going to do it, I'll start opening up myself. Actually, what I'm going to do to break the ice, Adrian, I'm going to open you up.
Hello.
Hey, gorgeous. How are you?
Doing good. Doing very good. Thank you.
Yeah. Are you comfortable with, it can just be the bare bones. Are you comfortable with talking about what's happened with you over the last couple of weeks? That
yeah.
big insight, you know,
yeah.
where you came from. Are you comfortable with telling people what was happening before the session where you just blew everything
apart?
Oh,
yeah. I lost two of my dogs in a week, and I was still, like, openly grieving the loss of a dog a couple of years ago. It wouldn't heal. And when we were talking, it was, you know, all this grief and panic and awfulness. You know, I don't know why. I always forget to, like, go, whose is it? And you said, whose is it? And I'm like, not mine. It was my husband from a long time ago in a car wreck. And, well, for those who don't know, I got in a car wreck right up in front of my house, and I was unconscious in the car. My husband thought I was dead. And needless to say, he flipped out. But it was utterly remarkable, because just knowing that it wasn't mine, and that it just went away. I mean, it disappeared, and I've, you know, talked to Tom about it, and, you know, it was something that he's finally working through now, which was what I have to do about it kind of thing.
Yeah. Let me just explain that, because we've got people on who've not done any of this work before. So when we feel somebody else's stuff, there's a reason for it. So when Adrian understood that the impact of Tom's grief was so big it had impacted her for the last 20 years, then there was something, there's a reason for her to pick up Tom's shock and grief. And in the conversations with him, she's figuring out what that to know or to do was. So there was something for her to know or do about his grief, which is why she picked it up.
Yeah, which was...
There's a bit more to that than that simplicity, but basically, yeah, that'll do for the time being.
Yeah, but the other part of the journey and, how can I say, it's going back to, I just felt not quite right. And when you said, you know, if you're looking at the end of the journey, it's not going to work. It's like, I'll be happy when X, Y, and Z happens. Mm. And it's like, nothing works that way. You know,
no.
It
does. It works really well to have a miserable life.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess it depends what you're looking for. living and not quite right is not what I'm looking for. But just realizing that, and I, to be honest with you, I can't even describe what happened to me where it's like, I am now profoundly appreciative and profoundly grateful for all the wonderful things that are in my life.
You had come from 20 years of profound depression.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, I mean, how can I say, my best day was when I didn't feel awful, you know? To be honest with you, the only thing that got me through was the horses and my dogs, where it's like, I knew they needed me. I knew I needed to take care of them, but that's what got me out of bed in the morning. Otherwise, I doubt I would have gotten out of bed. And for a while after the car accident, I could not go out to the barn and be with the horses. I just couldn't, which was difficult in every direction possible. Mm-hmm. But is rare for me. I can't come up with words for it.
You're a bit like me, Sunshine. You don't have too much trouble with words.
Yeah, not usually.
If I'm having trouble with words, I'm in deep shit.
Yeah. Or it's like I won't say unfamiliar, but there's just no words in the language for the experience. And
Carolyn,
it's been years.
Yeah,
of working, you know. Well, I mean, just working with you. I mean, it's been years of me going, gee, I really wish I could get to where, you know, somebody is, just because I want this awful feeling to go away. But things kept getting better and kept getting better and kept getting better. It's been slow but steady. And
yeah, well, we were mostly talking about horse stuff. Yeah, I wonder if we'd come at it from a healing point of view ages ago. But
I don't think I was aware of it back then, to be honest with you.
There you go. And its timing and, you know.
Yeah, because it was like my grief that I had repressed for all those years for, you know, it was the stiff upper lip, get tough or die, you know, just get on with stuff. And that went back to, like, childhood, you know. It's just stuff it all down and get a tummy ache.
Carolyn had a different way of explaining what happened to you that might help some of the new people on the call today, that Tom's grief rippled out into you and it showed up in you, you know, as each time you lost, had a situation where you experienced naturally experienced grief, like the loss of your dog and that kind of thing, that it escalated it phenomenally.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So there was the underlying depression. So there was the underlying depression with all the emotions locked down inside your body. And then there was also the escalation of every grief that you experienced for over 20 years. And, yeah, I think it's almost beautiful that our animals live shorter lives than us and prepare us and enable us to get comfortable about death.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
We're actually going to do a seminar on that one day, because I know that there are some people that are going to be shocked about the idea that they could get comfortable with death.
Well, I liked what Carolyn said about, you know, it's like they come to us and we love them and we nurture them until they're ready to move on. And moving on, I mean, which I realize is what the inside of me always looked at it as, is they're moving on. They're, you know, it's not they're turning into worm food, right? I mean, their soul is moving on and it's good. It's not a bad thing. It's not, you know, I'm sad because I miss them, but I'm not sad that they moved on, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So, congratulations. It's the whole clinic's been filled with just staggeringly beautiful stuff. People have gone forwards and backwards and sideways, and they're reorganizing their bodies, and there's been a lot of holy shit moments.
And
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. Thanks for sharing that with everyone, Adrian.
That's no worries.
Really lovely. Okay, I'm going to open somebody up. Let me see. Oh, there's somebody whose phone number I don't even recognise, so I'll open that one up. Who's the 3002 Australian number?
That's me, Jenny. Ray. That's me.
Oh,
Jenny.
Hello, gorgeous. How are you?
Okay. I was just thinking to myself, please don't ask me to speak.
Okay. Well, that's easy, sweetheart. We won't.
No, that's all right. No. There's a reason why you picked me, so we'll just go with it, eh?
Okay. You've had a tough time recently. I've been thinking of you through the floods. Did you wear it?
No. I won't flood here.
Ah.
No,
good.
I'm pretty lucky where I am. I get flooded in, but I don't actually get flooded other than being waterlogged.
Yep. Oh good. Okay. So in terms of sitting and noticing everything about what is before we go taking any action. Are you comfortable? Would you like me to lead you through that process?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. And while you're doing it, we'll get everybody to do it with you.
Okay.
Okay, so paying gentle attention to your outward breath. The beauty of doing this is that you're in control, not me or not anybody else from the outside. So you can be as gentle and easy on yourself as you want to be.
Yep.
So paying gentle attention to your outward breath and the way that the lower part of your ribs just squashes the breath from your lungs. And you're not doing that on purpose. You're just noticing the way that the ribs are flexing and the air is pushing out. This is really quite amusing, Ray. I'm getting the words holy shit, holy shit, holy shit, holy shit, holy shit repeating in my head over and over and over again.
Yep.
What does that mean to you?
It's just been a lot going on.
Okay. you don't need to revisit anything.
No.
Just paying gentle attention to your outward breath. And noticing all the ways that your body's moving with that breath. And some of the ways that I'm going to lead people into feeling inside themselves, into inner awareness, will work better for some of you than others. So if I'm talking about one way and you're going, what the hell is she talking about? Take a chill pill. It's just not your natural talent. There'll be one of the other ways that will work easiest for you. Now, you've got a really big heart feel, Ree, so I'll bet you feel your heart beating really easily. So everybody see if you can feel your heart beat.
No, yeah. Not really feeling the heart. I don't know. No.
And if you can't feel your heartbeat, then just imagine that you can. And it took me 2 years to feel my heartbeat. I kind of smile every time I lead people into feeling their heartbeat and they get it like the click of the fingers, because I was like, what heartbeat?
Yeah, well, last time I did the Reiki healing session, was probably the only second time in 2 years that I've actually felt my heart going, like, you know, when I'm noticing. But I think half the problem is I've got all the other feelings are happening at the same time.
So there. We have an expression for that. The vacuum cleaner's going, so you can't hear the telephone ringing.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, all the other feelings are loud and overwhelming, and then you can't hear what you actually want to hear.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. So notice any energy moving through your body. Any prickles of energy in your hands and feet?
Yeah, there's plenty of that happening.
Ah, you're an energy girl.
I'm lots of things.
You're lots of wonderful things.
Yeah. The only thing that's sort of disappeared is like when I used to be able to just drop into things really quickly. That hasn't been happening for a while, and which is a bit confusing because it used to happen so easily and so quickly.
Yeah.
And whether I don't know whether I'm trying too hard or there's just so much going on, I think. But yeah, I used to just be able to drop into things so quickly, and now I can't.
Okay. Let's see if we can get to the bottom of that. So allow any thoughts and ideas to flow across your mind and just notice them. And it doesn't matter how negative you think those thoughts and ideas are. They could be, you know, God, Jenny's a wanker.
No, I wouldn't think that.
I still want you to notice. I'm really thinking about the other people who don't have validation that this stuff works so beautifully. Just notice those thoughts and ideas and follow them, follow the patterns of them, follow the feelings that are brought up by them, all the way to the gold at the bottom of them. And notice any emotions that come up. Notice and flow with any emotions that come up. Okay. So, Ree, is there something particular that you would like to work on today, or do you just want to follow the body sensations?
No, I think I'm just over everything being about other people.
Yep.
And, you know, I just want to live for me and yep. be with my horses and, you know, that's why I started all this stuff. And, you know, over 2 years later, I just want to get on my horse and I just want to stop having to deal with other people's crap.
Yep. You're one of the super sensitives.
Yep.
Okay. So, in terms of the paradox that we've been talking about today, noticing everything about what is, all the threads of what's actually going on before we try to fix anything, fixing stuff without noticing everything that's going on is counterproductive. So there's a wrongness in the situation where you're feeling that you're the one doing everything for everybody else. You're the one making all the concessions. You're the one doing all the spiritual work. You're the one. And you're feeling a wrongness around that, that it's not okay. Just yeah. notice everything about that wrongness. This is a little easier for you than the brand new people because you know there's a rightness behind it already. You've experienced the rightness. You've experienced the rightness and the paradox energy before.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've just stepped a little way into the energy of the rightness behind the wrongness. You feel the change that's happening in your body?
Yep.
Everybody noticing what's going on inside their bodies. Everybody open to the idea that there's a wrongness behind every a rightness behind every wrongness that they experience. Okay. So what insights, actually they're not flowing yet. Just keep sitting in that energy. Ree, your intention is your intention is clearly to understand what's really going on here, what's the rightness behind what you're experiencing.
Yep.
Now, how to explain this differently? Very often, we women have been taught to, to put ourselves second, to put others first. You know, it's the nurturers in us, it's the mothers in us, it's
yeah.
Okay, you just got something. What was it?
Well, I just got to let go of what I feel is my responsibility, but it actually isn't.
See, you know, those are kind of, when those words, I could say that to you intellectually and it doesn't mean jack shit. But
yeah.
That answer came up from the inside of you and you actually felt expansive.
Yeah.
So just notice the changes that are happening in your body at the moment. Because it's like there's a weight off your shoulders, there's a tension releasing over the top of your shoulders.
Yeah.
You know, what's happening is really simple. The message of this was about doing something for you.
Yeah.
And how important it is to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
But those messages coming from the outside of you aren't worth anything.
No.
They need to come from the inside of you.
Yeah.
So what's really interesting about this, Ree, and I'm explaining this for everybody else's benefit, not for yours, because you got the understanding. When you walked into this session, you were thinking it was their fault. Their fault that they weren't doing the work, that they were expecting you to do everything for them and nothing was about you.
Yeah.
But hey, that was all in your control, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just notice the energy moving because there's a whole new energy space that you're moving into. Hey, do you want to know something kind of cute, for want of a better word, interesting?
Yeah.
Overnight, we just stepped into the first day of a 1,000-year astrological cycle.
Oh, really?
Mm. So what an incredible morning to be doing a healing clinic.
Yep.
Now, I can hear Sandra. I can hear Sandra talking from here. I'm going to hear Sandra smiling from here. She'd say we have this opportunity any day, any minute, any moment of our lives. We're not limited to astrological opportunities. But it's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. I was only thinking to myself the other day, I need to get on my horse.
Woohoo.
Yeah. He's standing there waiting for me.
Well, see, the thing is when you were clogged up with that stuff, getting on your horse was not a safe thing to be doing.
No.
Because you weren't in a place, you know, the vacuum cleaner was going so loud that you wouldn't have been able to hear him and communicate
yeah.
with him. And you need that communication with a young horse so that you're safe.
Yeah.
Well done, you.
Thank you.
Mm. You're welcome, Precious. Anybody else want to go? Press star 2 to raise your hand. Otherwise, I'll start opening up the board and finding people to talk to. Thanks for sharing that, sweetheart. It's a big deal. Oh, Ariana, be careful with what you're doing in the background, sunshine. You nearly blew my ears off.
Oh, sorry.
Just as I was opening up, it went bang.
Oh.
Oh, you weren't doing something in the background? Was it electronic, was it?
No, I just did the raise hand thingy.
Huh. Well, that doesn't make a noise in my ear.
No. I haven't got the grandfather clock going, so no. Sorry. Okay.
No, don't apologise, sweetheart. Sounds like it must have been electronic. So, is there something particular in the healing that you would like to work on today?
I've got first of all, a comment from what you've just been doing, and I was starting to feel a heaviness in my chest, which I've not felt before. But the overriding thing, I'm afraid, is still the pain, leftover pain from the broken pelvis.
Okay.
I've had to work quite hard today, and it's just given me a lot of aggravation, and it makes it quite difficult to concentrate on anything else.
Yep. Okay, so paying gentle attention to your outward breath. We're going to really zoom out to the big picture here, Ariana. We're going to notice everything about the freaking miracle that your body is.
Keeps on telling me things, and I keep on telling it to shut up.
And how's that working for you?
It works fine.
Oh, gosh, you're a card, sweetheart.
I know.
We've spent all this time learning how to listen to our bodies and you're telling yours to shut up. How about we figure out what it's trying to tell you and flow with
that? That would be really good, Jenny.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So this is the paradox in action, right? You don't like what it's telling you, which is pain and discomfort and don't do this and don't do that and don't do something else.
Yeah.
So that's the wrong stuff.
Yeah.
So now let's find your willingness, because you haven't had it so far. Let's find the willingness to find what's really going on here. So just paying gentle attention to your outward breath. So that's your intention. Your intention is really, really important, sweetheart. And what we've just done is identified that you were literally deliberately shutting it down. And so your body has to scream at you.
Mm.
So you were literally not willing to listen.
Yeah.
So now we're looking for the willingness to listen, to notice everything about what's going on. You were focused on one particular part of what's going on. Let's notice, find the willingness to notice everything about what's going on. Wow, you can almost feel the expansion of that straight away. And you've just gone straight into the energy at the heart of the paradox. Not surprising, really, because you've got some skills on you.
Picture of a bumblebee and another picture of one of those umbrellas with blue and red on, all like the legal and general insurance thing. That's what I'm getting at the moment, is pictures.
Okay. So for everybody else to understand, Oriana's mental feel is incredibly strong. And in her mental feel, she gets visions that give her the clues and the knowledge the knowing is a better word, the knowing of what it is that she needs to know or do.
The other thing I get is listen to the horses. I can see three of my horses all in a row facing me.
Well, you know, we are just so blessed by having horses on this journey. They make it so much easier for us. Now, you can actually feel the energy of the paradox in your pelvis right now, can't you?
I can feel a huge amount of relaxation, which I wasn't feeling earlier. Because earlier I was feeling just tension.
Well, that's what happens when you don't listen.
It's part of that busyness thing.
Yep. Just feel everything that's going on at the moment. It's not just in your pelvis either, it's your arms and the upper body as well.
Oh, yeah.
But the pelvis is really strong. The energy into the pelvis is really strong. So this is kind of what happens when you find, I'm explaining to all the new people at the same time, this willingness, this feeling of willingness to know everything about what's going on, literally unleashes a healing energy that Oriana's experiencing at the moment. And it's not just willingness, it's curiosity about it too. And there's an openness in that. And it's a feeling. I remember when I first discovered this stuff, I had the most gobsmacking day. Feeling willingness about everything, you know, everything that I had been thinking of as wrong, rabbit ears, wrong in my life. And I was dancing from one thing to the next and my body was transforming and I was blissful for half the day and I woke up the next day and I couldn't do it. And I was like, no. And I turned it into a technique. And it's not a technique, it's a feeling. It's a feeling of willingness, a feeling of openness, a feeling of curiosity. To notice everything about what is going on. And in that energy, if there's action to be taken, you'll understand the action to be taken. Adrian was talking earlier about the really big deal that came up in our clinic this week, which was that it's not the answer. The answer is not important. You know, the answer of what to do about it is not as important as the feeling that we have while we're looking for the answer. So the healing itself is less important than the energy with which we search for the healing. Or look for it, because if we're waiting until the healing happens, this is a healing seminar, so that's why I'm focusing on the healing itself. But if we're waiting for the healing to happen before we feel good, we're in deep shit. We're up for a miserable life. I can promise every one of you that there is inner peace, at least inner peace, if not happiness and joyfulness and all other good stuff, on the way to the healing. And that is the most important part. Oh, I've got goosebumps rippling up and down my back.
Yeah, I'm noticing something, Jenny, that I actually find it very difficult to relax properly like this.
You're a doer, sunshine.
I know. I mean, the one day I did listen to the horses, I think I told you, when I got the tractor to fix. And all three of them, you know, made it very plain. We want you with us.
Yep.
This afternoon.
Yep. No fixing the tractor today, Oriana. Well, gee, whiz, you know, the logic of that is, you can't see me shrugging with you in Portugal and me in Australia. You know, climbing around under a tractor when you were already exhausted and already in pain, still recovering from a broken pelvis, at least your horses had common sense.
And it was a very nice afternoon, and I did take it very much as a compliment that they actually wanted my presence. And it's something I've noticed more recently as well. It's, oh, you can come and join us. Ooh.
Oh, that's gorgeous. Okay. At the end of, so what's actually going on in your pelvis now? Because I would almost swear that it's not hurting.
Yeah, I'm not feeling the pain, and more to the point, it's this sense of relaxation, and that I think is a core thing that I need to allow, practice, notice, whatever, I think more.
Sunshine, this is not the first time you've experienced the energy at the heart of the paradox. Set your intention to flow with that energy. Now that you recognise it, you've got enough skills to start flowing with it a lot more easily. And when you don't just meditate, you know, and when you don't just go do a quiet mind with your horses and find it again.
Yeah.
Because the more you find it, the easier you're going to find it to, you know, find the ability to flow with it. Because the ideal is that we flow with it on autopilot. Whenever we need to. That's the beautiful possibility. But still, there's still occasionally times when I don't flow with it on autopilot, and I need to go sit down and quiet my mind or sit with the horses. Well done, you.
Okay,
so you walked into this. So you walked into this session with pain in your pelvis, and you don't have it now.
Yeah, it's way better, but it's a feel which I need to, as you say, practice, remember, you know, redo.
Think really about the practicalities of this, Oriana. Let's pull this down into practicalities. Yeah. What you're actually doing when you go into the flow of the paradox, you know, each time you feel pain or have something come up, when you go into the energy of the paradox, you're literally getting guidance in the moment of what to do about it, you know, whatever it is that's going wrong.
Yeah.
So this is your guidance system at work, but it's a guidance system in such a way that you can feel good while you're healing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a point, actually, because it's a pointer that if I'm not feeling good while I'm healing, I need to do something about it.
Yes! Yes! Woohoo!
Yeah, but I know it's stating the obvious, but as you say, I'm a pusher and a doer.
You're an engineer. You've been trained to do, you know, to push through and do and do and do all your life. Sandra's got a hint for you. She's thinking it would be helpful for you to sit with your tractor so that you go deeper into yourself, not distracted.
Well, yes. I mean, the tractor's fixed now.
It's part of the mechanical side of your...
Ah, right, I'm with you, with the mechanical energy.
Yeah.
Well, there's some other energy which I also need to sit with more, and that's the creative energy of doing silverwork, engraving, sewing, etc. which I still haven't actually reached. I've started some
stages on that. Stop. You're talking about doing stuff.
Yeah, I wrote that. Yes, all right. This is big. Yeah. Okay.
Sandra's talking
then
about...
The problem sometimes with the being is that then my mind starts inventing and thinking of stuff. And then the pen and pencil has to come out, or I have to go and see about
That all sounds wonderful, not problematic at all. Okay, yeah. We'll move on to the next person with something that they would like to attend to. Well done. Thank you for sharing that, Sunshine. Susie from Berry in New South Wales. Would you like to do anything today? It's okay to say no. And I can't hear you at the moment. If you're talking to me, I can't hear you. Okay. Sometimes if people don't have a mic set up, they can hear the what's going on, but they can't actually talk to me. Bron on the Sunshine Coast.
Yep.
Is there anything you'd like to work on today, Sunshine?
Well, just during then, I was working on some pain in my left thumb. I've got an injury in there, but I haven't really sat with it and gone deep, but I just did then.
Yeah.
So I can see that I've actually sustained an injury in that, in the tendon and the ligament in that muscle. So yeah, it was really nice to actually see the redness and the inflammation and actually sit there with it and focus my energy in on that particular isolate it in on that particular area of my body, which was nice to give myself.
So were you able to while I was guiding Oriana and Ree, were you able to actually notice, were you able to find that feeling of willingness and curiosity and openness to know everything about what is about that? About that injury?
I was trying to. All I kept getting was all I was sort of seeing, feeling was the injury, not the root of it.
Perfect.
I just kept on seeing the injury, and I just kept on saying,
it's hard. The reality is you have an injury. That's the reality, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit hard to go past the reality. So let's look at your hand. Look at your hand right now, and everybody else feel into whatever they have going wrong in your lives as well. While or just to listen and allow Bron's, Bron's insights to ripple out for you. So pay gentle attention, sort of soften your eyes and look at your hand and allow yourself to notice the redness and the soreness and the tendon damage and all that sort of stuff. Really, that's what I call the wrongness, It's the thing we want to change. It's the... Gosh, notice how your hands are tingling like crazy, even as you're looking at it now.
Absolutely, yeah.
We're like throbbing with energy.
Yeah.
It's like all the cells in your body are doing a little dance knowing what's coming.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So now, behind that wrongness, if there's a rightness behind it, if there's a rightness behind it, would you want to know what that rightness is? Would you want to know, do you want to know everything about what is about that injury? All the threads of that injury? Can you find that feeling of curiosity and willingness and openness to notice all the threads behind that injury?
Yes and no.
There's an okay, that's perfect, Bron. Thank you for that authenticity. There's an intellectual willingness in you, but you haven't found the feeling yet.
Yeah.
And that too is perfect. Just set your intention. Now, what I mean by set your intention is make a decision, a conscious, thoughtful decision that, yeah, you would like to know all the threads that are going on behind this injury.
Yeah.
Intentions are gobsmackingly powerful. There. Now you just hit the energy of the paradox. You can feel it, can't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like and just notice what's going on in all of your body, not just your hand, because this is bigger than just your hand. Now you're feeling all smiley inside. Do you understand what I mean about the journey of healing being one of feeling good, that you can feel good while you're healing?
Yeah, yeah.
Not just when you've finished healing or when you've reached it?
Absolutely. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Because all of a sudden you're in a completely different space. Energy rippling up and down my back.
Absolutely, yeah.
And whatever's going on in your hand is, you know, only one of the infinite possibilities in this energy space.
Yeah. This, the word forgiveness is coming up over and over and over.
Okay. So what does that mean to you? Is there somebody in particular that you need to forgive?
I think it's just myself. I just need to allow myself more.
You know, are you aware that the Buddhists actually think that forgiveness is a sin?
No, I wasn't
aware. Yeah. And the reason for that is all tied into this rightness behind the wrongness stuff that we're talking about today,
yep.
The paradox stuff that we're talking about today. They are so profoundly expanded into the rightness behind the wrongness, into understanding what's going on behind someone's behaviour or our own behaviour, that to forgive is to blame in the first place, and to blame is the sin.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. And when you think about it, that kind of ties in a little bit with the rightness behind the wrongness. So if there's I'm intellectualizing this for other people, because you're you're already experiencing this, but the rightness behind this injury is bringing you to this space of being able to let go the blame of yourself.
Mm.
So when I talk about the root cause of something, you know, fixing something at its root cause, you're literally fixing this at its root cause.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
Just notice everything that's going on in your body, not just your hand. But as you look at your hand, it's like you can see those little cells just dancing with life.
And feel.
Ooh.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in there.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, it's time to start moving your hand. Just gently move your hand. Start, just gently explore movement. Don't move into pain. Just move really slowly. And feel into the movement of your hand. I just had a vision of your tendon popping into the right place. There was a tendon or a ligament or something that was literally a little out of place. I just had a vision of it sliding into place.
Beautiful.
So how much hand movement have you got?
Yeah, quite a lot. There's residual. I can still feel residual if I probably push past the
10%. Don't push past anything. We're not about pushing anything. Deliberately drop back into the energy of the paradox again, because in the conversation with me, you know, you've lifted up a little out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking for the feeling of willingness and openness and curiosity to notice everything about what's going on here with this injury. All the threads of this injury. And you just went into expansion again. What did you just get?
Resentment.
Oh, my old friend, resentment. I've just done the hugest release of generational resentment over the last week and a half. I feel like my life has been completely transformed. That's why I'm laughing and saying my old friend, resentment. Yeah, Carolyn says that she can hear the change in your voice. So yeah. The healing is definitely happening, and you can hear the change in your voice. When you listen to the recording later, you'll be able to hear it for yourself. Oh, yeah. I meant to tell everybody to take a photo before they started. Because I swear that sometimes you can drop 20 years off your age with this work as well, which is really special.
Well, that would have been scary. I haven't even brushed my hair yet this morning.
Well, it wasn't to send it to me. It was just I didn't prepare it for yourself. Yeah. So you're aware, Bron, you've done some horsework with me. You're aware that not everything you experience is your own. So just be open to the idea that not all of that resentment is yours.
Absolutely.
Or maybe even none of it. Just drop back into the energy of that paradox. So find by that, for the people who are new, by that I mean find that feeling of curiosity and willingness and openness to understand all the threads of what's going on around this injury. And allow the understanding of that resentment to flow. Not yours, eh?
No.
Did you get a picture of whose it was?
Mum.
Cool. So you didn't wake up one morning and decide to make yourself miserable picking up your mother's resentment? It's same as Adrian. She didn't wake up after that accident, you know, picking up her husband's shock and grief and deciding to make herself miserable for 20 years. There's a reason for it.
Yeah.
So stay in that energy of the at the heart of the paradox. Go back to the energy at the heart of the paradox. Find that willingness and openness and curiosity to understand all the threads of what's going on with that injury and understand what to know or do for or about your mum. And you just got that answer. I can tell because your shoulders are relaxing.
Yeah.
You don't need to share the answer either, Sunshine. You know, we're kind of in a bit of a public space here.
I got that I need to just back off and let her be.
Ah. Now, this is fascinating. you know, intellectually, someone could have said to you, in fact, some member of your family may even have said to you, Bron, back off from your mother, just leave her alone.
Yeah.
And the really? Well, I've nailed that one then. But see, the answer from somebody else, the answer from outside of you is not worth jack shit.
Yeah.
It's when the answer comes from the inside of us, it transforms everything. Move your hand, sunshine.
Yeah, I've got more than 50% now.
Cool.
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot going on in there. I can feel it. It's
ew.
Massive.
Ew. Okay, I've got energy rippling down my back, and I can feel energy rippling down other people's backs as well. So you've come out of the paradox energy, drop back into it again. Find the feeling of you may be close to the limit of what you're capable of doing today in terms of concentration, because you're not used to this work. But I reckon you're up for one more drop into the paradox energy. So I'm paying gentle attention to everything that's going on in your body, and see if you can find that feeling of willingness and openness and curiosity as you look at the hand, and find that willingness and openness and curiosity to notice all the threads behind this injury. It's a smiley kind of feeling, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is what I'm talking about. It's like it's so easy to have this injury and go, well, I'll feel good when that's better. You know, I'm feeling miserable because this fucking hurts.
Yeah.
But the journey to the healing can be filled with feeling good. The journey to any solution can be filled with feeling good. And that ranges from inner peace to, you know, all the way to Costanza's bliss that she popped into this week.
Yeah.
Holy shit, there's some energy pouring into your hand.
I know. My hand visually is enormous. And it looks like my mother's.
Oh, wow. Notice everything about what you're feeling like in this ease on the way to the healing, Bron. Because this can literally be your new way of being.
Yeah.
Now, there's a holy shit moment, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a lot happier and calmer than I was when I started.
You know, in technical terms, I'd be saying that, you know, the resentment and the forgiveness stuff was causing a blockage to healing, a blockage to your body's ability to heal the way it was designed. That's the practicality of what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is, the energy at the heart of the paradox unleashes gobsmacking stuff. So move your hand again.
Yeah. Hmm. It's a lot freer.
Yeah.
Starting to look like my own again.
And what's more, you've got your inner peace thing happening.
Yes, yeah, yes, absolutely.
Mm. Wow. I'm going to say this again because it's just, even though I've said it a few times already, it's just, it's so freaking important. If we're waiting for the healing to have happened before we feel good, we're setting ourselves up to have a fucking miserable life.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse the expletives, but I tend to do that when I get really passionate about something. We don't need that kind of misery, not when we can have inner peace on the way to the healing. And inner peace at the least, you know, you can even have happiness and joy on the way to the healing. But at least inner peace.
Absolutely, yeah.
Wow. I want everybody, please, have a feel into, is that true or not? Can you have inner peace on the way to your healing? Is that true or not? Because if it is true, it changes everything. Doesn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
Mm. What you're actually doing, Sandra wants me to bring to your attention what you're actually doing while you're soaking that up. You're literally integrating this ability to feel good on the journey into your body.
Okay.
Oh, my God, you can feel, I can actually feel nerve pathways in your spine rearranging themselves. What the hell? What the hell just happened?
I can't feel that, but I can feel the triceps. I'm feeling discomfort in my triceps at the moment, and that's just where that's where I was focused. I was just focusing on feeling that pathway that's travelling up into the shoulder and, yeah. It's radiating out in through rhomboids. Yeah.
Ooh. The next person I'm going to talk to has just had spinal stuff reorganizing itself. So whoever that is, press star 2 and raise your hand because we're going to have fun talking about that. Gosh. You know, we are so freaking blessed to be working on the cutting edge of the brain. That's what we're doing here. We are working on the cutting edge of quantum physics meets our bodies. That's what we're doing. Just gives me goosebumps. Carolyn was just talking about when she was knocked off her feet. She was knocked off her feet by a horse. And she hit very hard, and she was happy when she finally felt the pain because she knew she wasn't paralyzed.
Wow.
And Sandra's got an idea for you, Bron. This particular call for you has been incredibly profound, and you should probably hang up and go sit with what's happening in your body and integrate it and listen to the recording later.
Yep.
Because it's much more important than listening to the rest of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And email me and tell me what happens.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that. Thank you. Mm. Good on you. Rachel, you've got your hand up. Was that you whose spine was reordering itself? Rachel, I can't hear you. Come in on the phone. There's a link on the connection page. There you are. I can hear you now.
Does that work? Because I was just, yep, I had my headphones, but I don't now.
Yes, gotcha.
Oh my! I think that might have been
me. Well, I felt a spine reordering its nerve pathways. It was like, wow.
Well, I'll explain what I felt, which I've never felt anything like this ever in my life. But it was just unusual experience. So I was sitting on my armchair and I've been following the processes with each person just next to my computer. And then all of a sudden, I just sort of had my eyes closed. My entire energy field started spinning around me. And I was still in it. And then I was turning in the opposite way to the energy field. Like a unraveling or a... It was almost like I was seasick feeling. And I didn't want to move anything to disturb the energetics. It was like it was really, I've never experienced anything like that. So, and then
so
my...
Were you able to flow with it? Were you able to flow with it? Yep.
Yes.
Super. Because you've got super skills.
Yeah. So then my central self, apart from the spiraling of the moving of my energy, I was very aware of, the center of me could start to go around like a clock face to each number, the opposite way to the spinning.
Okay.
So I don't know. It was powerful and I felt the word unraveling, unlocking. So it's not actually spine, what you're saying, but something through the center of me was doing something very different to the energy around me.
So just for fun, find the curiosity and the willingness and the openness to understand what was going on. Or to notice, no, not to understand it, to notice all the threads of what's going on. As Carolyn just said, it's gorgeous that you could flow with that. Yeah, it is.
There was a part that was so perturbed that I was a little scared, because it almost felt like, would I pass out or vertigo, you know, like it was such a disorientating. But there was, it's the second time this week I sat in this collective paradox energy, and because we did we were on another call earlier this week, so or a couple of days ago. So I feel safe in this energy. You know how powerful it is. So that was what I could stay put and allow.
Oh wow, that's gorgeous, Rachel. There's something really special about working in an amplified field like this.
And if it happened on Friday, and the feeling was then it's just that immense peace to just settle in and be in a space of openness, I suppose, or just while going through people's processes and just noticing my own body and not doing anything, but just it's almost an absolute allowing.
Yeah.
And Jenny, on my mat, doing a lot of yoga, a lot of meditation. I've never had anything like that.
Carolyn's just pointed out that your trust in the process of flowing with what happens as it's happening, that feeling of open and curious and willing flowing, is part of you now. You know, that you can do it under such big circumstances. I remember vividly, this has come up a couple of times in the back of my mind while you've been talking. I was walking out in the bush and feeling absolutely glorious. I was doing some body walk, you know, some awareness, body awareness as I was walking, and everything was bubbling in me. And all of a sudden, it was like the energy of the earth was pouring into me, but it was like sucking it out of the earth. So the earth was going grey as this energy poured into me. So the landscape around me was going grey as this energy poured into me. And I actually said, no, I don't want that. You know, I could have flowed with that and noticed all the threads about what was happening before I said, no, I don't want that. But I immediately sat in the wrongness of it, you know, sucking energy from the earth. It was like I was sucking energy from the earth somehow. And that she was less than, because while I was getting more than. And
it was probably showing you. She was probably just showing you the energy.
I know that now, but I've often looked back on that and gone, oh, holy shit, you know, God, I wish. Actually, now that I feel so differently about time, I should probably go back to the me that day and sit with all the threads of what actually happened that day.
I find this very interesting today, that you were on this incredible, and I've heard you say before as well, any day is possible, and I know I've sat in lots of healings on any days, but that felt like then, if I wanted to lift off out of this being and time travel or something,
ooh,
very much like to sit in that space, there was a real possibility of a complete unknown, something that I haven't accessed in this human 49 years to this point, but then was something that's like, as a seeker, I've sort of been, you know, doing things, and there's something happened that's never ever happened before, and all of our things are opening up for us as in these potent times of immense change.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm curious.
Deb, who's actually on the call, you know, we were having a cup of tea yesterday afternoon, and she was talking about exactly this, that where she described it like we're in a birthing tunnel at the moment, and what we're coming out of that, you know, birthing tunnel into is completely unknown. So finding our inner awareness around it, this is a spiritual idea rather than the practicality of the healing that we're actually talking about today. But getting comfortable with our, so comfortable with our inner guidance system that we can literally flow with our inner guidance system into something that we didn't previously know. I mean, that is freaking perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And exciting.
Opened my eyes, because I opened my eyes to do my dial too, and then I've just been sitting the whole time with closed eyes and just listening and talking to you. But I just, upon opening my eyes before, it's like something hasn't fully, how do I describe it, you know, like the combination lock thing. It's just like something's still clicking into place from it as I'm in, coming back into more awareness of the world around me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm getting the word integration.
Yeah.
I actually think that you have just experienced a profound spiritual awakening, different to Costanza's, different to, you know, we're all different, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just drop back into the curiosity and the openness about that, you know, that lock, not quite. Just get curious about all the threads around that. Because as seekers, oh gosh, I'm almost going to cry. As seekers of knowledge and inner peace and joyfulness and connection with the divine and all of that kind of stuff, it's the same as everything else we've been talking about. If we wait until we've got it to feel good, we're having a freaking miserable life. How many seekers do we know live in miserable lives?
Mm-hmm.
And yet this paradox stuff, the rightness behind the wrongness, the curiosity about understanding everything, all the threads of what's going on, you know, with any particular rabbit ears problem. Is a way to actually enjoy the journey to solving it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a way to enjoy the journey to solving any problem.
I feel like I've been very prepared of late. Like I've been through a massive, from the full moon, not the one just gone, the one before, I felt my heart open and I knew something big was happening to my heart. The next day I got COVID. It knocked me off my feet for 3 weeks. And at the bookend of that, last week, my big soulmate horse died. So I feel like I've been put down on my knees this last month, and it feels like a death and a rebirth. Like, that sounds dramatic, but I really have felt so, I lost myself there for a week, like disconnect to self, which I've never had, was horrendous. And that month was just like, whoa, what? So I feel like some massive stuff has just reorganized.
That's
the backstory to what I could hear today.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm curious, Jenny.
Yeah, you are, aren't you? And even as you say that, you're dropping deeper into the energy of the paradox.
Mm. I trust it. Even though sometimes I get frightened, I trust it.
Yeah, that in itself is a paradox, isn't it?
Mm.
I'm not sure whether this relates to something that we were talking about earlier But Dev says something about syncing. S-Y-N-C. Syncing. Maybe a word that resonates with some people. I'm not sure what that refers to, though.
I think that's the same energy as what we're talking about. You said integration and then I said combination lock. And I reckon that's it.
It's okay, just, cool.
Isn't it? It's just like...
I'm glad it meant something to you because it didn't mean anything to me.
Yeah, I get that makes sense. You know, just adjusting and...
So just all of us just sit in the appreciation of what's been happening. This is a really important part of every step forwards, is sitting with the appreciation, noticing everything about how good each step forwards feels, because that's how we reorganize the neural pathways in the brain and make that step forwards our new normal. It's more than you, somebody else's spinal bones are clicking into place. Feel free to stand up and walk around slowly and feel the earth underneath your feet. Literally bend and flex your feet. Whoever this is that's feeling like they need to get up and stretch, walk around a bit. When Rachel got into this place the other day, she was she kept her mic on and she was actually doing some down on the mat, doing some yoga while she was while we were talking. Because there's a physical integration that happens as you walk around the room and you're flexing your feet slowly and deliberately, feeling the beingness of the earth underneath your feet. Francis, you are so on my mind in this last 10 minutes.
Would you like me to mute Jenny now?
I did want to soak that up with you for a little while.
Okay.
And we've done that. So press star 2 if there's someone who would particularly like to talk to me this morning. Otherwise, I'll find someone to open up. You don't get to be too shy around me. But I'll give you a minute to put your hand up. There's some phone numbers here that I don't recognise. So let's just... Who's that phone number 2131, ending in 2131?
It'd be me.
Oh, is that you, Alison?
Yeah.
Oh, way to go. Well done you. Are you comfortable? Or?
Yeah. Been sitting here listening. Everyone.
Gosh, there's been some amazing stuff happening, hasn't there? Have you experienced any of the, let's not go into healing stuff because that's probably not as comfortable in public. But have you kind of flowed or had any insights or stuff as other people have been having theirs?
Not so much, but it's sort of, I don't know, a learning curve.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff to think about.
Yep, there's been lots to think about this morning.
Yeah, my lower back is really sore. I did a lot yesterday.
Yep.
It hates standing up in one spot.
Yep. There's a couple of things that you can do about that. You could go do that Reiki grid meditation by yourself, because I know that working by yourself is sometimes more profound than working with somebody else.
Yep.
Or you can have a go now. Which would you like to do?
Probably by myself.
Yeah, I actually thought that might be the I thought that might be the case. High five. High five for actually coming on the call. Well done you. Do you know by itself, if you notice what's going on in your body, just showing up on this call today is perfect. Can you feel that in your body, how super that feels?
Yeah, I feel more relaxed.
Yeah.
Being more smiley, I suppose.
Yeah.
Not so much. I mean, just, yeah, more grinning.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. High five.
I don't know how to explain it. I had the thought come into my mind yesterday that Shanti, my other dog.
Yep.
Was reincarnated into Sally.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. It just. Floated through my head. I don't know whether it was wishful thinking or whether it is.
There's an easy way to tell the difference between wishful thinking and a real insight that's come up from the inside of you. And the thing is that there's a real sense of rightness, and you can actually feel stuff going on in your body. Releasing and letting go and feeling good. You know, you'll get inner peace. It'll be like, aha, you know, that kind of feeling.
Yeah.
Ah, like that tree. And it doesn't surprise me, because I've had people come up with that kind of thing before. Really profound feelings of truth and ease and wonderfulness about stuff like that coming up from the inside of them.
Mm. Well, when I first met Kaya and I put my hand on her neck, the word mum just came out, you know, involuntarily. And, I mean, but Kaya was born before mum passed away, so, I mean...
Yeah.
Mum must have been there with us. That's all I can think
of. There was no doubt that she was there with us that day. Just for other people to know, I actually went with Alison to look at Kaya.
I mean, that word just, it wasn't on my mind. It just...
Mm.
Sounds horrible, but it just sort of spewed out, you know, just.
Yep.
And yeah, I burst into tears. I mean.
Yep, it was your horse.
Not,
she was your horse.
There's always something going on with these two.
Yeah, that's gorgeous. Mm.
And yeah, we spelled the Sally and Shanti thing. I got like the mat rippled behind her.
Hmm.
Because she was asleep in, you know, like where she is now in front of me. But I just, it's like I could see the mat ripple. And, yeah, the word shanty.
Well, you're a super sensitive. You're a super sensitive, so it doesn't surprise me. Adrian would tell you that on the other side of her 20 years of intense grief, she knew that she would meet all those dead loved ones again. That there was a deep knowing came up from the inside of her. That she would, that they weren't lost, that she would meet them all again.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure if you remember, but I told you, I wasn't sure if it was a dream or whether I was awake, but I saw Mum and Gran beside the bed.
Mm.
And I just screamed, "Go away."
That's like my earth thing I was describing. You know, here was this wonderful thing happening, and my first reaction was fear. Oh my God, I don't want to suck the poor earth dry into grayness. Mm. That's the same. So you kind of did the same thing, and Rachel was talking about the same thing. Learning to flow with the stuff is a practice thing, and lucky we've got horses, we learn to flow with easy stuff, and then the stuff that's more emotional and bigger mentally and emotionally can happen a lot easier once we've had the horses help us with the easy stuff. I am so proud for you that's this is twice now you've been able to come out in public and talk to us. Excellent.
Thank you.
Well done, you. Now, who's on? Perfect. I was just about to open up 322 and whoever it is, you've got your hand up. Who's that?
Hey, Jenny, it's Katie here.
Hey, gorgeous, how are you?
Good, good. Beautiful energy going on.
Yeah, what's been happening for you in this? Oh, hang on, I'm just checking the time. Yep, I'm cool.
Oh, yeah. Are you?
Yeah, yep. I'll just add 15 more minutes. We've still got 32 minutes left, but I'll just to make sure I don't. Nothing worse than chopping everybody off. Okay, where are you?
I'm here.
Oh, you're not at the top of the board where you were before.
I move around, don't you know that?
Yeah.
I don't move around here. That technology's proven it now.
So have you had stuff? Is the stuff about, you know, if we wait till we get to the end, if we're okay, you know, if we wait till we get to the end of the healing before we feel good, that we're having a miserable bloody life that we don't have to be having?
I've been living it for the last 25 years.
Yeah.
I think that's a big thing. And it's massive because the searching has been incessant to the point of being, I was going to say destructive then. It takes over. There's the wrongness to fix it. And it's a continual cycle of destruction. I can't think of a better word to say other than that. So the journey is, especially when it's long stuff, you know, when it's like, you know, autoimmune stuff like I deal with, it doesn't, I should reframe that. It can do what it wants to do, but if the journey's longer over years or what have you, there's a lot of gold in that, shall we say, obviously, that is being missed, and the goal could be the journey. This is the other thing I'm realizing, not the end. Oh, there it is. Hallelujah. Got the answer. Now it's all great. Maybe it is because it's been so long over so many years. The gold is in the journey and to relax into that. feels like, I don't have to know it. I love the way you keep saying that. It's such a relief. It's like, I don't know it, but how can I feel good not knowing it? All I've ever done when I don't know something is to fight it and go, well, I've got to figure it out and fix it. And when I get there, I'll be right. I'll feel better because then it's all fixed. And it's not that. It's I've spent 25
I know.
Years.
Yeah. I know. I've been doing the same thing. Yeah, I have.
Exactly. So, you know, making it right. And, you know, this thing could be with me till I die. But you know what? That's the rightness in the gift of this. And I really want to see this condition as a gift. And as it is, it's allowed me the space and time. How do I put this? Spiritualism's always been huge, massive. I've always been a seeker, and it's always been the main priority on my life list. Other people have careers or family or, you know, kids or this and that. Understanding is like part of my DNA. It's just integrated into who I am. So that can, before now it's been a frustration because the answers haven't come in a time that I feel is fair, they're still, it's an unwrapping process. And if I never got that, I could die frustrated, still trying to work out why the answer, the ending, the finale hadn't actually happened, when all along there's gold if I can relax into the rightness of what I have been punishing as wrong and could be perceived, you know, as wrong. You know, it's not crash hot having an autoimmune imbalance, you say. So, you know, I don't want my life, you know, I'm nearly 50 now, I don't want to continue the next bit doing the same crap I've done for the last 25. And I just love the idea. I don't understand it. I haven't got it, but I feel the rightness in it's okay if this stays there and has little gems for me along the way. There is rightness in that. The rightness could be just the fact that that's part of my life and is, and being okay with that, not fixing it, not making it change. You know, it is as it is. And if it does, that's great. If it doesn't, it could still be great. And that, I'm sitting with that energy because I'm not sure how to soak that into being absolutely real to my bones yet, but I can feel the potential and the relief in that. So it feels really good.
Okay, so let's drop into the truth or not of that. Literally, you've got great skills too, Sunshine. Carolyn says she's beaming for you, Katie, because you've got. This is, you've got it. The thing that you're holding back on is the integration of it. That was interesting that I used that word.
Yeah, again.
Who? So just sit in the energy of the rightness, the possibility of the rightness behind. Let's make it about the autoimmune thing. You found the willingness to, it feels to me like you stepped into the curiosity and the willingness and the openness.
Yeah.
To notice all the threads behind it.
And as somebody said before, this courage. There's definitely courage in that.
Yeah.
For me.
Whoever's sending healing energy to Katie, stop. And the reason I'm getting you to stop is that she's doing this absolutely and utterly perfectly, and you might actually be pulling her backwards. Wow, that's big. Gosh, we might explore that later.
Is that sorry?
I said, gosh, that's big. We might explore that later.
About sending healing and pulling people out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. The paradox. Here's another paradox.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I was thinking it's another example of the paradox in action. Actually, I heard a funny tone in my voice just then. Hmm. So now I'm back to dropping into that feeling of willingness and openness and curiosity about noticing all the threads behind your autoimmune thing. I know, now I understand more. I'm getting flashes of intuition happening about the healing energy thing. When we put healing energy into you out of an absolutely gorgeous desire to support you, we're actually adding to the, we're escalating your fixing thing. Does that make sense? You know, I talked earlier in the call about how when we're focused on fixing what's the matter, we're ignoring the, we can actually be mucking with the systems that are actually producing the miracles. And when you go into this paradox energy, you're literally unleashing the miracles for yourself. So we don't want to be escalating your fixing thing. Does that make sense?
I had imagined that healing energy would go where it's needed and the way it's needed.
That depends on the intent. But that depends on the intent. You know, if our intent is, gosh, let's support Katie to fix herself.
Oh, I got you now. It's specific intent instead of healing energy, go where you want, where you need it.
Yeah.
Right.
Hmm. Yeah, fascinating. Yeah, there's a paradox in there all by itself.
Hmm. I just had this thought come in my mind. I am a paradox. It's interesting that it softens everything. It was so hard-edged, you know, before it was absolute. And because there was no ending, the whole thing became really negative. And, of course, that's not, I don't feel comfortable being that. That's not who I am. It didn't feel right, let's just say. So, feeling into it, being okay. And you know what? If I do continue with what life I have left with it, being okay with that, that is massive to me. Because all I've ever done is felt wrong about it.
Yeah. Sandra just pointed out another little addition to, you know, this conversation about sending someone healing. Healing comes from the inside of us. It cannot come from someone else. It just simply doesn't come from someone else.
So when you do Reiki healing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really interesting because it works and it's beautiful. I'd have to sink in and find the words to explain. Okay, that's probably a discussion for another day. I might get the insights and write them up on the web page later because I'll probably need to sink in and find there's a whole kind of concept coalescing. I haven't brought that thought into consciousness yet. I can kind of see it, but I'll sit and mull on it and I'll put it on the web page later.
Hey, Jenny. Jenny, you have to integrate it.
Yes. Yeah, the swirling of it is happening, but I haven't actually integrated it yet. Smarty pants.
I have a good teacher, you see.
Okay, so just for practice, you know, just because you can in this amplified field, drop back into the curiosity and the willingness and the openness to notice all the threads around your autoimmune condition.
I keep getting this will come up about it. Okay, which means I need to go and ask whose it is and then what I need to know or do about it. Interesting. There's a curiosity, there's an excitement, and then I have this gut kind of fear thing. So maybe that's not mine, actually.
No, it's not yours, is it?
No, it's not mine. No, I can feel it's very strong. It feels almost nauseous.
So again, paradox. Drop back into the energy of re-ground yourself into the energy of noticing all the threads of everything that's going on behind that fear. And the nausea. There, you just hit a flow. Holy shit, Katie. You've just hit that beautiful flow feeling.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Because I don't need to know. I get such I get such delight out of that being a fix in my life. Just I don't have to. I can sit here in this and know that is the answer right now.
There you go. That's the inner peace for the journey itself. That's the inner peace on the way to the healing.
Exactly.
Oh, Katie, notice everything about that.
Oh, what a bloody relief, eh? Oh, dear. Wow. And I know how habitually I nothing that fix it, but I can now go, it's okay, you don't need to do that, because I know I've done that a long time. You don't need to do that. It's okay. We can sit back in this energy. It's beautiful.
Wow. And that energy is actually going to allow the healing to happen. There's the paradox itself.
I'm not seeing it. A little art about for you. I'm going to go tell the nursing profession about this discovery.
Hey.
Hey, you don't have to fix everything like this.
We've been talking during the week about how much trouble we have describing what we do. And I've come up with the words we are cutting edge working on the brain. It's quantum physics meets our body and healing. And did you know, just as one of the things that prompted me to think about quantum physics was earlier in the week, one of the quantum physicists has proved that time does not exist. So I haven't actually looked it up yet to see, all the threads of that answer, but I'm smiling to myself thinking, well, you know, those of us who work on the cutting edge of healing have known that time is not linear for a very long time. So scientists are just catching up again. That's cute. So one of the brainiest people in the world has just proved what we already knew.
I kind of get that. I kind of get that, but I don't actually can't conceptualize what that actually means to anything, unless you believe in parallel universes or something, doppelgangers and whatever. But it doesn't, to me, it, I can't conceptualize what that
is. So for us, we'll sit with the practicality, because this is what I love about this work. It's so freaking practical. The practicality of applying this process to practical healing and practical life and practical decision making and practical conflict resolution and all this kind of stuff is very exciting. Okie doke, you're cooked.
Well done, thank you.
Okay, I've got about 10 more minutes of sitting before I'm at the limit of my ability to sit. So we could have one more person putting their hand up. Or you could let me stand up and walk around straight away if everybody's cooked. Carolyn had had found the words for the Reiki thing. She said Reiki energy is just healing energy which someone can choose to receive, so it's healing from the inside. Huh. There you go. I'd probably have to think more about that. Yep, but I can see what she's talking about. One of the beauties of working with a team of us is the ability to celebrate the differences of approach and experience and the way we do things. Yeah. Okay. So are you sure? Sandra said she doesn't really agree, but that's the beauty of celebrating our differences. Yeah, it's actually taken me a long time to get comfortable with A, not agreeing with other people, and B, having other people not agree with me. There's almost a joy in that now that definitely did not used to be there. Okay, so are you all sure that you're done? I've got a lot of people on the board, so press star 2 if anybody would like a conversation about what's been going on today. Woohoo. Looks like I'm up for some breakfast. Chat room. Is there anything in the chat room anybody would like? Anything in the chat room? Gosh, we've got people who are sitting up in the middle of the night. Okay, I'm going to open up and say lots of love to everybody and finish up for the day. I love hearing about what happens afterwards. So email me. Tell me what came out of it for you and what happened afterwards and all that kind of stuff. Lots of love to everybody. Bye.
Thanks, Jenny.
Thanks. Okay,
bye.
Thanks, Jenny. Bye.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the